Greetings, I'm Pastor Duell of Heart City Church. You've probably heard the phrase, money talks. Well, the Apostle James agrees. Listen to James chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you, and will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasure in the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your field, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. Yesterday we saw that James is bringing a lawsuit against those who are guilty of ill-gotten gain. Those who hoard earthly treasures at the expense of their fellow humans, they will stand trial. And James sets out as evidence all these possessions that the rich have been acquiring. As it turns out, in the final judgment, they're not very impressive. The riches have rotted. The gold and silver, it's rusty. The designer clothes in the closets, they're moth-eaten. This mass of decay speaks volumes to the futility of amassing wealth. But then James takes them and puts them on the stand. Listen to verse 4. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. Do you find this language to be striking? James says the wages that rich people kept back from their workers are speaking. They're crying out. The money is testifying against them, saying, guilty, guilty, guilty. They say, look at all the folks you had to step on so that you could have all the best things of this life. Friends, what does your wealth testify about you? Earlier we heard James tell us that we can use our tongues to bless our Father. But that will do us no good if our bank accounts are crying out to God, which incidentally James notes here. Who is listening when money talks? Who's listening when the poor cry out? The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. Those who employ others need to be seeking to bless them, not rob them. Those who have need to be generous with what they have. Proverbs 19:17 puts it in real good perspective. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Now if you're thinking, well, I'm not an employer, so my money isn't talking, I would remind you that the principle is for employees as well. We don't live to see what we're able to take our employers for. We're also called to be a blessing, to be a service to others in whatever God calls us to do. Now if you're feeling convicted and you're concerned that your money may be saying bad things about you, well, I have good news for you. If we want to overcome our sinful habits of hoarding and being greedy, there is hope. Do you remember Zacchaeus in Luke 19? Zacchaeus was a man probably equivalent to a millionaire in those days, and he had been cheating his neighbors out of money as a tax collector. Well, Zacchaeus decided to put himself in a position where he could see Jesus. He climbed a sycamore tree, and an amazing thing happened. Many children know the story. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in that tree, and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house to stay. The Lord found Zacchaeus, and the Lord can find you too. Jesus can find you even when you're up a tree, and Jesus knows your name. You just need to make the effort to move towards Him, to put yourself in position, and Jesus will find you. And if you let Jesus enter into your life, then you'll find a new treasure that surpasses all earthly treasures. And you'll find your former treasures losing their grip on you. You know, after Jesus enters Zacchaeus' house, Zacchaeus says in verse 8 of chapter of Luke 19, look, Lord, Here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Zacchaeus decided to accept responsibility for his actions, and at the moment the money stepped down from the stand, someone else took its place. That someone else is Jesus. And Jesus began speaking. And you know what Jesus said? Verse 9, Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house." And what a wonderful thing to have an advocate with the Father, the true treasure, our Lord Jesus, who speaks a far better word than our earthly riches. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.